Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Well, it's the big show.
Yes, it's a big, bad show tonight. Oh. Yes, it is the Wendy's Big Show on a throwback Thursday. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson. He's out being a TV superstar. He'll be joining us momentarily. Leroy Butler, I think, will join the show.
Nope, he's out.
Oh, he's out today?
Yep.
Okay. Be cool if people let me know these things before I go on the air and make an ass of myself.
Did you check your phone? I did like 2 minutes ago.
Hang on one sec. Oh, there's Leroy. I'm out today, guys. All right.
There you go. You just ripped Leroy and you didn't even look at you.
I'm a jackass. My apologies.
No arguments here, man.
Lots to get to this afternoon. Temptations bringing us out of the break on a throwback Thursday. We'll talk some Badgers with our Wisconsin insider, John McNamara. He joins us at 2:48. And Milwaukee basketball insider Gary Wolfel will join us at 3:48. Your chance to win $1,000 coming up at 4 and 5 o'clock. But Bucks is where we start the afternoon after a really exciting way to start the season yesterday, Sparky. 108-100 over the Celtics. And, of course, any discussion about the Milwaukee Bucks. And the phone lines wide open to you to talk about this Bucks team at 799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7 FM. The Fan. It starts with Giannis and 37 points in his season debut, 13 rebounds, and just for good measure, he threw in 3 assists as well. That's how you start an MVP campaign.
Well, the first quarter wasn't MVP-like at all.
No.
He struggled to get going in the first quarter, had at least one bogus call against him. When they called charging on him against Jaylen Brown, who was clearly still moving, that was ridiculous. So that was a horrible call. So he gets a couple quick fouls. They pull him. He was struggling to get going early. And then when he came back in the second quarter, that's when he picked it up a notch. In a way, he went for the rest of the night. You know, you talk about Giannis last night, and you get super excited, right? I mean, if you watch that game, I don't know what everybody else thought, but if you didn't have a box score up or you weren't keeping the score of the game at home, if people do that with NBA games, it did not feel to me like he had 37. It just never felt like, man, he's having an unbelievable night tonight. The one thing that you did notice from the jump, his aggressiveness, way higher than last year. I mean, he came out and was like, dude, I'm taking this thing over early, and that's going to be the end of this. And he wanted to insert his will. Now, for me now, I want to see if he does this consistently. That's where I'm at right now with Giannis. Are you going to be able to do this every night? Can you bring that type of aggressiveness on the offensive end every single game? Because that's what this team needs. There's no two ways about it. Nobody's going to call you selfish. Nobody's going to come after you because you're taking too many shots. You just got to go and be aggressive. And if he's aggressive like he was last night, this team's going to win a lot of basketball games. And the other thing that goes with it, too, after the game, you know, media talking to Jason Kidd about how great Giannis was, and Jason Kidd's like, yeah, it was a good first game. You know, he's got a lot to live up to because now we're going to expect this every night from Jason Kidd or from Giannis. And then went on to say that, you know, there's a couple of rebounds he could have had. He missed a couple guys wide open. That he should have passed the basketball to that he didn't. So there's still areas and room for improvement for him. He didn't have a perfect night by any stretch.
Is it just me, or does that seem like, and I'm not knocking him at all, does that seem like Jason's kid coaching method when it comes to Giannis?
Yes.
Like he's trying not to inflate his ego and get his head too big. Even on a night where he throws down 37 and whatever else the numbers were, he's going to go, well, yeah, it was great, but there was this and there was this and there was that and there was this.
That is a huge benefit to Giannis. It's a huge benefit that Kidd is going about it this way. It just really is, because it's gonna make Giannis want to work harder. It's going to make Giannis want to try and figure out how to get that perfect game to tell Jason Kidd, I didn't do anything wrong tonight. I did everything I was supposed to do. That is where you want to see the continued growth from Giannis. And then Marcus Johnson on Twitter last night tweets out a picture saying, you know, Giannis puts up 37 points, a double-double, points and rebounds, and most guys would just be chilling in the plane, relaxing on the flight home. Not this guy. And you see Giannis looking at game film from the game with Coach Sweeney, going over situations in the game that he was involved in, what was going on. Always working. That's what the great ones do. Always working. And I'm telling y'all, this dude is unbelievable. And I said it last night, and I'm going to say it right now. And maybe this will slow the whole show down when I say, but I'm going to say it now because it's a different show. When I was growing up in Kenosha, filled with Chicago fans everywhere.
When I was growing up.
Yep, I said that last night on the air too. I did the whole old thing last night. When Michael Jordan came to Milwaukee to play the Bucks, you know, I'd sit in the last row of the Bradley Center just to be in the Bradley Center, just see Michael Jordan play for the Bulls, right?
I thought you hated Michael Jordan.
I did, but I'm not stupid. I knew how good he was, right?
Fair enough.
I hated the fact that he beat our team, but I also knew how special it was to be able to say that I saw Michael Jordan play. And I think the people need to start realizing with Giannis how special he is. Listen to me. There is no guarantee how long that kid's going to be here. None. There's no guarantee.
Oh, man.
There's no guarantee.
That had to go there?
There's no guarantee that he's going to, you
know. After a huge opening night win and he does what he does, and you got to start talking about we don't know how long he'll be here?
Because when you look at ticket sales for Bucks games and everything else, and everybody's got a reason or an excuse for everything, all I'm saying is I understand not everybody can afford to go to a Bucks game. I totally get it. All I'm saying is if you've got little kids that, you know, are big NBA fans or basketball fans, trust me, they will thank you for the rest of their life. Get them to that game. And I compare it to something more recent. When Dwayne Wade was at Marquette, I went to several games when Dwayne Wade was at Marquette because I knew this type of player don't come around all that often in Milwaukee, and yep, especially not necessarily at Marquette or Wisconsin. And they were selling out the arena at the Bradley Center, game in, game out for Marquette. That doesn't happen anymore.
Forget but Milwaukee. Guys like Dwayne Wade and Giannis don't come around that often, period.
Even Dwayne Wade and Marquette, nobody knew that he was going to be what he was in the NBA when he was at Marquette, but you knew he was a special college player,
right,
for sure, that he was a difference maker. He wowed you no matter what. Whenever you'd go see him, you were going to be wowed in one way, shape, or form by something he did. That's the same thing with Giannis, except at a whole different level. I mean, that one dunk he threw down last night.
On the alley-oop.
Oh, my goodness gracious. That was just stupid.
I literally jumped up off my couch.
Right. Yeah. And that's just stupid stuff. So that's all I'm saying. I'm not going to sit here and, because I don't work for the Bucks, nothing like that. I'm just telling you, just appreciate was a word that a guy tweeted out last night. So I hope everybody appreciates what this kid is. And he's so young. I saw the stat yesterday. Do you realize there were 10 players drafted in the NBA last year, or this last June, right? A couple months ago.
This draft.
Right, a couple months ago. Passed, yeah. 3 months ago. 10 players in that draft are older than Giannis. And
Giannis
is in his fifth season.
And I still can't believe it today.
This is his fifth season.
I know.
There are 10 players in this last draft that are older than Giannis.
That's crazy. That's insanity.
Mm-hmm. Sure is. And there's a lot of other things to talk about, too. I mean, this is your post-game. Your chance to talk about what you liked from last night's game, what you didn't like from last night's game, kind of the big show post-game from what happened last night. Not just all Giannis talk. It can be, but it doesn't have to be. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250.
And you haven't even touched on the other superstar of the night.
Henson?
No, man.
Henson played well.
No.
Henson had a few blocks.
No, uh-uh.
Henson played
No. Don't.
Oh.
Don't.
Middleton.
No.
I'll tell you something.
No.
Middleton.
No.
Dude, let me tell you something.
No.
Hey, just hush for a second. Middleton in the second half of that game, I can't remember.
Man.
But Middleton allowed to be point forward Middleton again with Brogdon on the bench and with Giannis on the bench and letting Dellavedova come off of the ball. They need to let Middleton do that more. Now, I don't know if they will, but I like point Middleton.
You're not
going to
slight my guy. You're not going to sell him short. I'm not going to let it happen.
Rashad Vaughn only played 3 minutes.
Rashad Vaughn is not my guy.
Gordon Hayward for not being there?
Nope, not Gordon Hayward either.
See, that's the other thing about that game. That team was so jacked up off of that Gordon Hayward video. That crowd was jacked up. They were pointing up at him. So you knew they were going to get their run. And Marcus Johnson called it like a champ. Because he said, They're not matching the energy and the effort of Boston right now. I'm going, oh, here we go again. Here we go again. How many times have I heard that in the last 3 years? And then he said, which was the key, but because of that video and everything else, let's see if Boston can maintain this level for the whole game. Or are they going to tire out? And guess what happened? They tired out. And the Bucks continued to play that way. And the Bucks defense stepped up and played even better in the fourth quarter, which they needed to because they weren't all that good the rest of the game. They played big in big moments and got some stops. So that also is a good sign for the Milwaukee Bucks.
You still haven't touched on the dude. You still are selling my guy short. You're still slightly.
I didn't think Mirza played that well.
You know what?
No. But no. And he likes really good players. But Malcolm Brogdon had a really good night last night. Now, I don't know if Brogdon can play at this level all year long, but if he can, you know, throw up 15, 16 a night, Brogdon, that's going to be a huge difference for this Bucks.
I'm talking about
team.
This guy.
Pasky had a good game. Yeah, Pasky.
I thought Pasky's
call was pretty good on Fox Sports
Wisconsin. No. The name
Pasky was really
said.
Good.
A three, yes, sir.
Yeah, Pasky, really good. A three. Pasky, that was a good call.
Dellavedova.
Who?
Delly.
I didn't go to a deli today. I went to Wendy's.
No, Matthew Dellavedova, dog. Matthew Dellavedova.
Big
man.
Dog? Big
give
dog
the man
retired.
Give the man his props.
Man, I did last night.
Give that man his props.
I did last
all right?
night. I said, no matter, regardless of how much I may not like Matthew Dellavedova, he had a huge shot for them
and
last
I,
night.
And I didn't like Matthew Dellavedova either until he got to Milwaukee.
And last night on the postgame show, Milwaukee Bucks Pick and Save postgame show, we said that was the shot of the night. And it was.
I'm telling you right now.
And for Giannis to pass that basketball to him, and for him to hit that shot, that's big. Now, is he going to hit that shot every other time Giannis passes in the ball? We'll see.
He's not your one. He's not your two. He's not your three. He's not your four. He's not your five. But
he's not your six. He's not your seven. He's not. I'm sorry.
Bench play is so crucial in the NBA. If this Bucks team is going to get where you want them to get,
52 wins,
you better get on the deli train. All right? You better get on the deli train. I'm going to tell you that right now, all right?
I'll get on whoever's train scores consistently off the bench. And right now, that's Greg Monroe.
I'm going to get you a deli jersey.
Don't waste your money. Greg Monroe, I'm with that one. We'll see if they can get two or another guy or two to go along with it.
Telling you right now, man, you better recognize Delly.
It was a hell
and
of
the
a
powers
shot.
Of Delly. Not only did he hit that shot.
It was a good shot.
He did what Delly does, and he annoyed people. And he got under Marcus Smart's skin early on in that game.
Dude, he would have got killed.
Yes, he would have.
Dude, Marcus Smart would have killed
It's a good
him.
Thing that John Henson was there with his go-go gadget arms to push Marcus Smart back and away from Dellavedova.
Some clown on Twitter yesterday. Before the game, said the Bucks should not spend their money on Jabari Parker, but instead should go after Marcus Smart with that money.
No.
I about jumped through the computer screen when I saw that.
Didn't somebody also tweet you last night that
I got a ton of interaction on Twitter, phone calls, Facebook. That show was rocking last night.
Didn't somebody tweet you last night that Brogdon and Middleton are better than Kyrie?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, people need to pump their brakes on a few things.
That was Ziggy.
Was that Ziggy? Yeah, it was Ziggy. And I sent him the Michael Jordan meme that says, stop it, get some help, because you need some help if you think that Middleton and Brogdon are better than Kyrie Irving.
But again, Kyrie's big problem is he's just not consistent. You know, he wants to be the superstar. He wants to be the guy that can run his own team and be that guy. But throughout his career, and it's always been this way, when he was in Cleveland, he's just up and down. You don't know what Kyrie you're going to get on a given night. He can't figure out how to play at a high level every night. And now Boston really needs him. Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum for the Celtics are going to be a problem for the Bucks for years to come, I got a feeling.
Those are two young guys who look very comfortable in the NBA already.
Jaylen Brown could have a breakout year this year because of that Gordon Hayward injury. He really could. And don't forget, the Celtics are at the Mecca on next Thursday now. Mm-hmm. Week from tonight, they're at the Mecca for that game.
And so are we.
And that game, right, we'll be there for the big show from 2 to 6. But that is going to be another game. Now, they won't be in the same situation as they were coming off a catastrophic injury the night before, having to fly home and all that goes into it. The Bucks, though, will be playing in front of a raucous crowd.
I'm going
and
to that game.
It's going to be loud.
I'm going to that game at the Mecca. Are people dressing up like 70s style to mark the 50-year anniversary?
Gary have any of his old gear left
that?
From the 70s?
Gary's got food in his mouth right now. He just arrived. He's trying to throw down lunch so he
in
can
his face. I
contribute
see.
To the show in the next segment. So I'll ask Gary on the other side. I don't want to be the only guy dressed up. I don't want to be that dude.
I'm not dressing up.
In 70s garb.
Nope, not doing
surrounded by a bunch
I'm
of
praying
people.
That you dress up.
Yeah, I'm
and
not.
And somebody please post pictures of it.
I'm going to dress up.
You know what you should wear?
If that's
a Bobby Portis t-shirt.
with a number 8 on it.
Yep.
That's got nothing to do with the throwback night at the Mecca. That's got nothing to do with that.
Well, he threw something back.
Yeah, he did.
That's incredible, man.
Yeah. All you got to do, look at Bobby Portis in the eyes and know that you shouldn't mess with that dude. He will choke you. You're lucky you only got your face broken and you didn't get choked out.
He fits the same Democrat, the same situation where I say I don't mess with people with neck tats. I'm not messing with Bobby Portis.
No.
It's like messing with, Larry Sanders. There are some dudes you just look at and you can see in their eyes.
Right.
And if he comes unhinged, it's over.
Yeah.
You don't know.
As a matter of fact, they said that whole thing started because they were battling for the starting forward spot.
Right.
And it got testy during practice and scrimmages, etc. If I'm Nikolai Mirotic, I'm going, you know what, dude? You start.
Yep. I'm good off the bench, man. I'm good.
I'll just come off the bench. You can have that starting job. I'm all right. You do you, man. I'll be okay. Best of luck. But right now, the focus is on the Bucks in a 108-100 win over the Celtics in the season opener. Like Sparky said, it's your post-game, the big show version of Bucks post game, 799-1250, or you can tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan.
The Hilton Garden Inn Park Place. Perfect place to go if you have friends or family coming into town, or maybe you and the family looking for a little getaway, but not really leaving town, but finding somewhere to go that has a nice pool and nice hotel. I know our kids love hotels, just absolutely love staying in hotels. Any hotel is good enough for them. And this hotel is top notch. They got a perfect situation for banquet facilities, among the best of the best. Great place for business meeting or host your next event. Indoor pool with the warmest water in the world. Whirlpool, beautiful workout facility too. Plus a great restaurant with the award-winning chef Al Gowers in the Park Restaurant. Happy hour Monday through Friday from 3 until 6 o'clock. Thursdays, that would be tonight. Sunday and Monday football games. Tonight, 75-cent wings, $3 taps, and a $6 menu. Plus on Thursdays, $7 for a burger, bottle of beer, a bottle of domestic beer, and a side item. All kinds of great deals tonight at Al Gowers in the Park Restaurant. Plus, you can hang out, enjoy all that food, all those great specials while hanging out in the Northern Pines Bar, a preferred New Glarus beer bar. They got flat screen TVs, huge flat screen TVs up in there. Great place to watch a game and a beautiful outdoor patio, and it's a beautiful day out right now. And then you get dessert. How about a chocolate beer cake with pretzel crust?
You said what?
Chocolate beer, rich creamy cheesecake, and a pretzel crust. And Glarus beer.
Yeah, give me that. Give me some of that.
Done. So you get that for dessert after you have everything else while you're watching the game.
I'm literally speechless right now. You said what?
Yeah, the Hilton Garden Inn Park Place, minutes from the falls near Twin Towers and Autumn Mall. Book your room or try out the restaurant bar today.
Wendy's Big Show. It's a Throwback Thursday presented by Master Z's with the Temptations. I'm Rami Makhlouf along with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer and now Gary Ellerson in the fold with Baby Tausch on the other side of the glass. It's your Bucks post-game, Big Show style. Taking your reaction after a big win to open the season over the Celtics yesterday. 108-100, 37 points for Giannis in the process with 13 rebounds, 3 assists. You can get in on the Wendy's Big Show at 799-1250 or tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. It is a Throwback Thursday, as I said. Quickly around the horn with our nominees for next week's Throwback Artist. Baby Tausch is the reigning champ with his nominee of The Temptations. Who would you like to hear next week, Baby Tausch?
I've tried this a few different times, but I'm trying to get Tupac in here. Okay. I haven't heard Tupac on a Throwback Thursday in a while.
I wouldn't hate that. Gary Ellerson?
You know, Rum Dog, let's go for some... Let's go.
Sparky?
My turn?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to go Kenny Rogers.
Kenny Rogers.
Because Kenny Rogers is at Riverside next Friday night.
Are you going?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Gary?
What's the guy named?
Oh,
Ronnie?
No.
he's in this R&B group. Light-skinned Joker, though.
Okay, that, light-skinned Joker. That clears it in up. In an R&B group.
No, he's not in a group. He's on his own.
Keith Sweat?
No. Older guy. Temptations.
Older R&B guy. Yeah. Smokey Robinson?
Smokey Robinson.
All right.
How in the world did you get that?
I am on fire speaking Gary the last couple of weeks.
Let me have him.
Can I just say, I got an idea.
Okay.
We should have, like, Ellerson Jeopardy or something. Right, we could host that at like a bar, and we could have different categories for Gary Ellerson. Right, music,
right,
sports,
yeah,
them jokers,
and we'll give Gary pictures of people, but with no name on it,
right, and we put
so that
that
he'll look at the picture and be like, oh yeah,
guy. No, that's not how it goes. Gary gives us a description.
All right.
Right, and we write them down on all behind all the numbers, and then listeners play the game and see if they can guess who Gary is talking about for those different
that
categories.
That would be great.
That'd be a great idea.
That would be outstanding.
Can I apply to be Alex Trebek?
Sure. Yeah.
Sweet.
Give me.
You'll have to grow that mustache back.
Is next week? Next week is
grow
our
a
last.
Nice
next week is our last Throwback Thursday before Halloween, right?
Yeah.
In that vein, Smashing Pumpkins.
See what I did there?
Yeah. Smashing Pumpkins. Halloween. Yeah. So there are your nominees. Tupac, Smokey Robinson.
That not-so-scary Halloween in Magic Kingdom is awesome. Though,
Kenny Rogers and the Smashing Pumpkins.
Go with
one of those or your own. Tweet your artist at 105.7FM, the fan, with the hashtag.
I want to change mine then.
Big Throwback.
Is this the last week?
Tomorrow will be the last Throwback before Halloween.
Well, can I match that then?
Sure.
Give me that Thriller album.
Thriller, okay. That makes sense.
Got that at home.
I'm not mad at any of these. Yeah. I'm good with all these.
I go smoking later since you said that. Give me the Thriller album. Just a Thriller album.
Just a Thriller. Okay. I'm good with that.
With Michael Jackson.
So Tupac, Thriller by Michael Jackson, Kenny Rogers, or the Smashing
album.
Pumpkins. Yeah. Go with one of those or your own. Tweet your artist at 105.7FM, the fan, with the hashtag Big Throwback, and you'll be entered for a chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's. Let's go to... Joe and Racine, you're on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, Joe?
Not much, guys. First off, I'm all in on Ellerson Jeopardy. Second, huge Bucks fan, huge expectations. Couldn't be more excited. I actually called because I have a question for you guys. Going to the game on Friday with my brother. He's a huge Bucks fan. He also loves LeBron.
Hey, listen to me. So when you go to the game, Big Show's broadcasting right there by the Harley-Davidson entrance at the Bradley Center tomorrow. We'll be outside broadcasting, so stop over and say
look
hi.
For the good-looking guy with the long hair and the beard.
Nice, maybe Tosh is going? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I'll be there.
He can't grow a beard.
What's up?
So my question is he's a huge Bucks fan, but he also likes LeBron. He's going to wear a LeBron jersey to the Bucks game.
Nope.
Right. That's not okay, right?
Not okay at all.
Whose tickets are they?
Well, they're his.
Oh, then you can't say anything.
But he's a Bucks fan.
Well, no, he's not. He's a LeBron fan.
He's a LeBron fan.
No.
No, he's not a Bucks fan. He's a LeBron fan. There's a difference.
All right. Thanks,
but let me ask this. Can you be both?
It's different if it's the Cavaliers and the Bulls in Chicago and he wears a LeBron jersey. That's one thing. But if you're deciding player over hometown team and you claim your hometown team fan, then you're not hometown team fan. They're second. Like we were talking about the other day, your second team.
Yeah.
The Bucks are his second favorite. LeBron's his first.
See, I don't see it that way.
See, I totally agree with you, Sparky.
Yeah.
The Bucks, I believe the Bucks should come before LeBron, and he says, "Oh, I'm a bigger LeBron fan than I am of the Bucks."
Because so I think that's the way. That's the new way. I mean, it never used. Thanks for the phone call. It never used to be that way. But you know, Brett Favre. I mean, just start there. I mean, we've got Brett Favre fans, no matter where he goes. I think you can be a LeBron fan and be a Bucks fan. I mean, you see so many guys now wearing different jerseys everywhere.
So Giannis throws down, right? He throws down a dunk, maybe over LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
This Joker is going to jump up out of his seat, pumping his fist. Yep. Wearing his LeBron jersey?
Yeah.
Stop.
Now, let me ask you this. Giannis throws down a dunk over LeBron.
Uh-huh.
And you got your LeBron jersey on.
Uh-huh.
Do you stand up and yell and scream?
You better not.
Yeah.
You better not.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. You pick the side.
No,
there is no side.
I think we did this before, Rummy. And I think when we did this, we, I think, understood now what the landscape is of
So if we had to go
professional
back,
sports.
So if we had to go
I'm
back,
not that way. I'm just saying, so I, like all these,
hey man,
all these kids, Steve, they're wearing, you know, they're wearing different jerseys from.
This is nice.
All
so, you're,
over.
So you're telling me now, then, so if we had to go back in time, you wouldn't blast people wearing Vikings Favre jerseys, claiming they're Packer fans, but they're Brett Favre fans first.
Would I blast them?
Because we did back then. Yeah, we killed them.
Yeah.
But now, saying what you're saying, you're okay with it.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you what it is today.
So you're not okay with this guy wearing a Lamar
no, I'm
James
not.
Jersey?
No, I'm
okay.
not.
Okay,
no,
we
I'm not. Yeah,
that.
Not okay at all. But that is how it's it folks roll now these days. I mean, I see it at Brock's school. I don't know about your kids, but I see that Brock's school, all these boys. I think Brock has about like, well, you see, he don't wear jerseys anymore. God, I don't know when that happened. But he had like 15 different jerseys of players.
So what's he wearing now?
He doesn't. He's done. I think.
Doesn't
I think
wear any
kids,
sports stuff.
No,
now?
I think they graduate from that. So now he's into Abercrombie and Fitch and all that
yeah,
kind of stuff.
Kid.
Yeah, yeah.
Good for you.
Stuff at Lackey and Joy's. He wear all the stuff at Lackey and Joy's.
Oh my.
He's wearing
Lord.
Khaki pants. He's wearing the joggers.
Yeah. Well,
yeah. So yeah, no more. But when he was in that jersey phase, he had about 15 different jerseys.
No,
but,
no.
But
offense.
They all did.
No offense, dude. When your kid comes walking up to somebody, they go, "Where you live?" He says, "Muskego." They look at him. Yep, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, Muskego.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah.
So you don't wear any sports stuff?
Air Apostle? Right. No,
none.
No.
I'm shocked by that. But he plays all sports.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, he just doesn't wear jerseys. I mean, he still wear you know gym shorts and that kind of stuff. But the jerseys just stopped.
What position does he play, Gary?
Corner.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Jerseys just stop.
What? What are you trying to say?
Well, no, like if you're a skill position guy, you play football like that,
yeah.
you gotta dress like that. Big dudes will stay in a jersey phase because we can't shop at Abercrombie and Fitch. Are you kidding me? They don't have a big and tall section there.
Yeah, you beat
they
me
They laugh
too.
At you when you walk into the door.
You beat me too.
Even
it,
the guy
baby
with
test.
The shirt off, he's like, you know what? The gym's that way. Then you can come back.
Oh, my God.
But all those kids, they do that. I mean, they're all over the place. They're at American Eagle. What's that other one? Air Apostle, I think. It was
Hollister?
So, yeah, all that crap. They all go through that. So, but getting back to what we're talking about here, though, with the Bucks and the jerseys, I think that's just the way it goes. I think that's the landscape of where we are right now. Never used to be that way. But I think if you look at that game last night, Steve, and I heard you on the way in here, when they said 37 points, I go, what?
Yeah.
That was the quietest 37 points I had ever
you
seen.
You know, and we talked about free throws. He was 11 of 13 at the line.
Yes.
Now, one of those was an air ball.
Yeah.
But 11 of 13 at the line.
Yes.
He gets to the free throw line 10, 11 times a game.
Well, that's his thing.
There goes your points up there
right.
without needing a jumper.
Right. That's his thing because he's always going to the hole.
Yep.
That's why he has at some point get a jumper when there's going to be some teams that they're just going to say, dog, you ain't getting to the hole.
And that's fine. If that happens, he
right.
has to be able to pass out of
well,
it.
Then,
and guys got to hit shots.
And then that's where Dellavedova comes in.
Wow. Yeah.
Speaking of the
glad
lane.
You sucked your tooth after that one.
Sparky often talks about another kind of lane.
That's right. Castle Lanes,
right.
baby. Castle Lanes. You know, obviously, I love bowling, especially in my favorite place. Castle Lanes in Racine's got that nice Northwoods feel. Feels like you're in a log cabin. It is by far the coolest bowling alley I've been in anywhere in this state. Not even close. With its flat-screen TVs on every lane, up north atmosphere, it's no wonder why Travel and Leisure magazine rated them one of the coolest bowling alleys in the entire country. Plus, the pro shop is run by USBC Hall of Famer Lenny Borsch, PBA 50, active bowler still. Actually, has won a couple of tournaments here in the last couple of years. Won a gold medal with Team USA. It's time to get your friends together and sign up for a fall bowling league. Now, they're underway already, but probably still time for you to get in. Most are under $20 a week. All league members enjoy free practice on Sundays between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Family practice for just $2 a game. Plus, cash awards throughout the year. They awarded over $10,000 last year for people that bowled 300 games and 800 series. Think about that. That's a lot of cash. The teams that finish first or second place in their league get free entry into the Storm Champion of Champions tournament coming up in May with $5,000 cash prize on the line. And there's just a few of the great benefits by signing up for Castle Lanes Fall League Bowling. Sign up your team now. Call 262-633-1199. Don't forget, also, $5 bowling on Friday nights. Go to CastleLanes.com or check them out on Facebook for full details. Experience the wild side of bowling at Castle Lanes, Highway 31 in racing. Phil Anko and his crew do an amazing job down there.
It's your Bucks post-game, Wendy's Big Show style. Give us your thoughts on a 108-100 win to knock off the Celtics to open the season at 799-1250. Tweet us at 1057FM. The Fan will hear more from you when the Wendy's Big Show returns. You're all right. I would imagine this is a day just primed for some karaoke. No? Are you feeling it today, GE?
No.
No?
No, I'm good.
Really?
Yeah, I need to save my voice.
Yeah, that's true. You're a little under the weather. You teased me there a little bit. You gave me just a cut. You gave me a couple lyrics.
Did I?
Yeah. It's the Temptations bringing us out of the break on a Throwback Thursday presented by Masters Ease. Let us know who you'd like to hear next week. Tweet your artist at 1057FM, The Fan, with the hashtag Big Throwback. You'll be entered for a chance to win a $25 gift certificate to Masters Ease. Baby Tosh went with Tupac. Gary wants to hear the Thriller album. Sparky went with Kenny Rogers.
Yeah,
I'd like to hear
album.
Smashing
it.
Pumpkins. Go with one of those or your own. Tweet your artist at 1057FM, The Fan, with the hashtag Big Throwback. Right now, it's the post-game after the Bucks win the season opener 108-100. We're taking your thoughts on the win at 799-1250, or you can tweet us at 1057FM, The Fan. Let's go to KJ. He's in West Allis. Now he's on the Wendy's Big Show. What's up, KJ?
What's going on, Big Show? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Big ups to you, Baby Tosh, for the Temps. Steve Starkey Pfeiffer, enjoyed your comments on the Bill Michaels show today about the Bucks. That was a nice interview you had.
Thanks.
Going to last night's game, I think we got sort of a glimpse of the new and improved Milwaukee Bucks. And I say that because there's a year of maturity that was kind of evident to me, especially in the fourth quarter. You know, maybe the team a year ago may have folded under the pressure, but last night, you know, they took every punch Boston had. Kyrie Irving with his little, you know, moves to the basket, and he tried to, you know, he tried to single-handedly take over the game, but they didn't allow him to do that. Maybe they would have done that a year ago, but the fact that they've all been intact and played together, offensively and defensively, it makes a huge difference for this team. You saw kind of a maturity with Malcolm Brogdon for another year. He's been a Celtic killer, by the way. He did the same thing last year against Boston in the Garden there. So, I mean, there's a lot of positives I took from last night. I kind of like their defense, especially in the fourth quarter. And Giannis looks like he swallowed two 10-pound barbells, you know, on any side. I mean, the guy is completely chiseled. He totally transformed his body in the offseason. I mean, I don't think there's anybody that's going to stop him this year. And I said earlier this morning on the radio that I think that Giannis has a good opportunity to be one of the scoring leaders in the NBA this year, especially because most of these guys that were at the top last year are coupled with other guys that are going to get the ball. You know, Harden, you're talking about Steph Curry with, you know, the guys that he has around him. So Giannis is going to get his points. I mean, 30 points was nothing. I had no idea he even had 37 last night. That's how easy it was for him. So, I mean, there's no question he's going to get the ball. But the thing that was so great about him last night, he was able to do so many other things. He's so multifaceted in the game, defensively, assist. I mean, he's all over the place.
All right, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it, KJ. I want to ask you a question. And maybe we'll get into it. This is a little deeper tomorrow, Steve. But I want to ask you this question. Or you can ask me and be honest about it. I mean, I have a series of questions.
Okay.
Is there a player in the NBA that's must see? Like, I'm going to go see this guy.
Several.
Like, I'm paying my money to go see this guy.
I think there's probably several guys.
I agree.
Well, let me ask you this. Is Durant one?
Sure. Steph Curry.
See, Durant went one for me.
LeBron.
Why not?
I don't know.
Russell Westbrook, for sure.
Hold up. We're going to go down the list.
Oh.
Durant wasn't one for me. When he was with Oklahoma, he's not. He wasn't. Just wasn't. But with Golden State, that whole team is must-see just because of everything else. But just Durant alone just didn't have it for me.
Okay.
Westbrook? This joker here with the left hand?
James Harden.
Is he must-see?
Yes. I mean, he's not going to do nearly anything on the defensive side of the floor. But yeah.
Well, let me ask you this. Michael Jordan must see?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's just say Michael Jordan's the pinnacle,
he's
right?
He's the pinnacle, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Where are these other guys ranked under Michael?
The tier right below Michael. Michael is on his own tier. Michael is his own, he's the universe. Everybody else is the planet.
What does LeBron rank?
LeBron, well, okay. I'm going to put LeBron is in the tier just below Michael, along with guys like Magic Johnson.
That's where I'm going. Bird.
Okay.
Can I just say something?
Yes.
Yeah.
LeBron's not on the same tier as Kobe Bryant.
Kobe's on that same tier.
Kobe's at a level above LeBron.
Nah.
From a fan perspective, of a while you perspective, of you don't know what you're going to see, and he may do something crazy special, Kobe Bryant, when healthy, above LeBron James.
See, I think...
Yeah, young Kobe, you're saying. Kobe. Yeah, before, yeah.
Above LeBron James. LeBron James is very good.
The first 8-9 years of Kobe.
Right. LeBron James, Hall of Famer, best of this era, all that stuff. Fine, I get it. I'm just saying, as a fan, get you out of your seat, do something. LeBron can do it. There's no guarantees you're going to get it every night. Kobe, you didn't know if Kobe was going to take 40 shots in a game and give a chance to get 60. You didn't know what Kobe was going to do on a given night. For me at least, I rather would have gone to see a game with Kobe Bryant before LeBron James. And all you have to do is look at ticket sales. LeBron's coming into town. And they're not even sold out. You find me how many times Michael Jordan came into town and they didn't sell out either arena, whether it be the Mecca or the Bradley Center, or whatever you want to call it. There's just that sold out all the time. And right now in the NBA, going to Gary's point, there doesn't seem to be as many. But then you can also.
Was Melo ever in there?
No.
Not for me.
Nope.
Mm-mm. But with LeBron and comparing him to Kobe. It's not as flashy or as explosive when you talk about some of the things that Kobe did. But one of my first coverage assignments ever when I started working here at the station was to go cover practice before the Bucks played the Cavs. And just watching LeBron practice and seeing a guy that big.
That's what I'm going to get to, Rami.
Still that skilled.
You're going to steal it from him, Rami.
Is an amazing thing to see up close. This dude was sitting on the ground in the corner by the baseline and throwing in hook shots. He was sitting on his butt,
right,
throwing in hook shots from the corner of the court by the baseline.
Yep.
He can do things that nobody his size has ever been able to do.
What makes LeBron different?
It's amazing.
From other jokers.
It's amazing.
And folks don't want to do this and say this. Now, he doesn't have Jordan's game, but he can do some of those things that Michael Jordan does at that size. He can do some of the things that Kobe does at that size. That's the I do a football, like Bo Jackson.
He's not Bo Jackson, Gary.
Who?
LeBron.
He's very much cut from the same cloth as Bo Jackson.
When you saw Bo Jackson, just that big, do that kind of stuff,
and that fast,
right? That fast, all that. That's LeBron. Just a freak. Now you can talk about Dion all you want.
Oof, there's another one,
but.
Baseball and
but
basketball.
Bo was bigger and just as fast as Dion doing it. Julius Peppers is another freak to me. That just, like, when I first saw him, I was like, oh my God, that joker is freaking, he is just unbelievable in the things that he can do at that size. So, that's why I get to all these other guys must see. So you saying Durant in? You saying Steph? I don't think Steph Curry is.
I think Steph Curry is. The handles and the
shot. The handles.
Watching
and the
that dude shoot threes from 6 feet behind the 3-point line. Yeah, give me that all
that's
day.
That's what kids want to see, man. You yourself said it, man. Kids are just jacking.
Kyrie.
No. Nope. Mm-mm. We got to get to John McNamara, BadgerBlitz.com.
Okay.
Coming up here. But we can do that list all
Giannis?
Way. I think Giannis right now is probably top five in the NBA.
Do you think away from Milwaukee?
Top five.
Away from Milwaukee, people are saying, Giannis, I'm going to see Giannis.
I think they're starting to learn.
You will find out when we start watching road arenas, and we'll see how the attendance look.
I'm going to see Giannis.
Yep.
So right now, what's Indiana got?
Nothing. After they traded Paul George.
Oladipo.
Nothing.
I'm going to see, screw Indiana, screw the Pacers. He's going to Indiana. I'm going to see Giannis. He's selling Giannis.
No question.
Selling out.
Yep. Well, I mean, I don't know if he'll sell it out.
But you know what I mean.
He's going to increase road attendance.
Yes, you know what I mean. I've got to go see him.
And the way you can be able to tell that is look at road attendance numbers for the Bucks from the last 3 to 4 years and then see what it is after this year. And then you'll see if he's actually done something. Q Club of Wisconsin is a great place to catch all your favorite sports action. Pool table, shuffleboard, tornado foosball tables, three of those. Electronic darts, ping pong, and more to come. Enjoy their award-winning fish fry on Wednesdays and Fridays with four different styles of fish piled up Late Night Friday Happy Hour as well from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Celebrate Halloween at the Q Club. Coming up next Saturday night, October 28th, they'll have bands playing, drink specials, and cash prizes for the best costume. Again, that's next Saturday night at the Q Club of Wisconsin for their Halloween party. Details on Facebook, Q Club of Wisconsin, 2454 North Grandview Boulevard in Waukesha, half mile south of I-94. Online at QClubofWI.com.
Hit a quick break. J-Mac, John McNamara of BadgerBlitz.com. Talk some Wisconsin football with us next on the Wendy's Big Show.
Every breath I take and each and every step I make brings me closer, baby, closer to you.
And with each beat of my heart, for every day we apart, our hunger for every wasted hour.
And I-
Temptations bringing us out of the break on a Throwback Thursday presented by Masters Ease. Here's a collaboration with the Supremes. Let us know who you'd like to hear next week. Tweet your artist at 105.7FM, the fan, with the hashtag Big Throwback. Our nominees, Baby Tausch, reigning champ this week, went with Tupac. Gary wants to hear the Michael Jackson Thriller album. Sparky's going with Kenny Rogers. I want Smashing Pumpkins. Go with one of those or your own. Tweet your artist at 105.7FM, the fan, with the hashtag Big Throwback, and you'll be entered to win a $25 gift certificate to Master Z's.
Time for the big show to check in with Wisconsin insider John McNamara. Brought to you by Creative Construction, providing quality plaster and stucco services with unsurpassed workmanship.
Joining us now, John McNamara from BadgerBlitz.com. And normally we always talk football because it's football season, but there's a bigger story than football right now, and that is top commit Tyler Hero decommitting from Wisconsin this week. I have no inside information. I'm just going to try and see if I'm right on this or not, because I'm sure John McNamara's got a lot more inside information than I do. But after this whole shoe thing with Patino and Louisville and all this other stuff, is it crazy for me to think that with Wisconsin having dropped Nike and being an Under Armour school now and him having played for Nike, that maybe there was some pushback from Nike for him to go play for a Nike school?
No, because a lot of this started in the summer. This is when I started to hear about it, and you know, other people as well. I wasn't just exclusive to this information. You know, I remember being at an NY2LA event in July, and I just got done talking to Tyler, and someone texted me after they saw it, and they said, you know, you should have asked Tyler about potentially committing from Wisconsin. And you know, in the summer, it was definitely big news to me because I hadn't heard it before. You know, and as it turns out, that was pretty legit information. I think Wisconsin was able to communicate with him, and he voiced some of his concerns at that time, and it was kind of squashed. But I think it kind of lingered with him.
What concerns?
You know, with Tyler, the first thing I think it comes down to is that he committed to Wisconsin really early, and he didn't get a chance to take visits to other schools. There was a big draw for him to stay inside the state and kind of be that hometown hero, you know, no pun intended there. But, you know, as things kind of dragged on, you know, he had a great summer. And, you know, you mentioned the shoe company stuff. He did play in the Nike circuit, the EYBL circuit, which is the top circuit in the country. He played against the top competition in the country, and he got a chance to be looked at by a lot of top programs. Now, in the summer, I know some schools are kind of nudging him and seeing if he was open. I heard UCLA, Kentucky was there, maybe a few other schools were kind of sniffing around the summer, and I really think that he wanted a chance to take some visits and really be recruited by other schools. And you know, I think there was a few other factors at play. You know, one was that Wisconsin is pretty deep right now in the backcourt, and I think he was looking for a school that maybe in his mind felt could better, you know, better prepare him for that than Wisconsin.
How legitimate is Marquette in this whole deal?
I think they're probably non-existent. You know, the schools, you know, a lot of schools that have cropped up are Nike schools. Oregon's been one school. I've heard Kentucky, Kansas, Ohio State. You know, it'll be interesting to see because he's got 4 official visits left, and signing day is just about a month away. So he doesn't have to sign them, but I would imagine he maybe wants to get something decided before then, and he'll have a chance to at least visit 4 schools officially, if not more, if he wants to pay out of his own pocket.
So you're saying Kentucky is in a run, Kansas, Oregon, and who was the other one?
Ohio State. You know, there's been other schools too.
Ohio
Arizona,
State, that's
to get
kind
back
of weird
in the mix.
Yeah.
You know, when things first got really started for him, I was told that Arizona would be a huge offer, could potentially put the Wildcats on top.
Well, let me ask you this. What doesn't he like about Wisconsin?
You know, I don't want to speak too much for Tyler, but I think that he looked and he saw a crowded backcourt.
Okay.
I think if Wisconsin, if this was an out-of-state kid, maybe they don't go after him as heavily as they did. Now, with a kid like Tyler Hero, because he's such a unique talent inside the state, you had to offer him and you had to get it, you know, go after him with everything they had. You know, in fact, he was the first kid that Wisconsin offered in his 2018 class when Greg Gard took over that job. So, but, you know, if you'd have looked at it more traditionally, if he wasn't inside the state, they really didn't need a backcourt player in this 2018 class. They needed big guys. So, you know, adding Hero was great, but it's a crowded backcourt. It's not a situation where Tyler's going to come in and start at Wisconsin.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
There's guys ahead of him. So I think he looked at that, and that played into a big part in his decision to back away from his commitment.
Wow.
Do you think he's good enough to be a one-and-done lottery pick?
I personally
don't.
Well, if
he can't start for the Wisconsin, he's not.
I don't want to say that to be.
You said you don't think he is?
No, I don't. I don't personally think he's a one-and-done type guy, but I think there are people close to him that do feel that way, and that played in this decision.
Yeah, I agree with you. I just wanted to see if we were on the same page. For me, that's the thing here, because when you look at it from his perspective, you can look at it and go, wow, you know, Calipari at Kentucky, boy, look at all the people he's put into the pros from Kentucky. It's Derrick Rose and all the DeMarcus Cousins, all these guys that he's put in the pros, and he can do the same thing for me. Right, but you have to be at the same level as some of these guys. And I question whether or not he's talented enough to be a Derrick Rose or some of those type of players that maybe he thinks he's at that level of. And this isn't a knock on Tyler Hero because he left Wisconsin. I don't care if he plays at Wisconsin or not. I'm just saying, you know, they can tell him, oh, sure, yeah, you can come in, you'll have a chance to start. And then if he comes in and they're like, oh, well, maybe it's not going to work out as much as we think. And all of a sudden now he's sitting there. I just would hate to see a deal where, and I'm going to go back to Kafensis, and say, you know, where that kid thought he was better than he was, as did his father, and then ends up moving around all these different places trying to get a gig where he feels he can be the quarterback. I hope that isn't the case that happens here with Tyler Hero, where he goes somewhere, doesn't get to play right away, so then he decides to transfer, and we're moving all over the place.
Yeah, you know, he stacks up with the top kids in the country, and he proved that this summer once he was fully healthy on that EYBL circuit. And then he just spent some time, I believe it was in Colorado Springs, practicing with the USA basketball team. So he's in that conversation with the top kids in the country. He's proven that. Now, when you talk about one and done, you're talking about that 1% of the 1%. Now, is he in that 1% of the 1%? I don't think so. But, you know, it'll be interesting to see. You know, wherever he winds up, I think he'll have success. You know, maybe he's a guy that tests the water after 1 year. I think he's a guy that would thrive under development. You know, if you look at Tyler Hero, the thing about him, I've been watching him play since he was a freshman. He adds something to his game every year, and he truly works hard at every aspect of his game. You see that year after year he develops. Some guys don't do that, and Tyler Herro does. So I'd love to see what he could be after two or three years of college, if then he's ready to take the jump. I'm not saying that Tyler Herro is a guaranteed one and done, and that's what he's decided on, but I think there are people that are close to him that feel he could do that.
All right, let's hit some football real quick. What is the football Badgers' Achilles heel?
It's a good question. Injuries right now, you would think. They have eight guys out coming in this Maryland game. Jazz Peavy's going to sit out another game. Chris James is going to sit out another game. Isaiah Laudermilk, who's a backup defensive end, is as well. If Alex Hornibrook were to go out, then I think you really start to feel worried about where the season's headed because of the expectations. Because of the schedule you have coming up, you fully expect to be in that Big Ten title game with a shot to go against either Ohio State or Penn State, potentially to be in that Final Four. So an Achilles heel would be the injuries, and if Hornibrook went down, they would really have to scramble there.
Well, let me tell you my Achilles heel. Hornibrook.
Okay. Yeah, he showed you, I think, what he's capable of against BYU.
Everybody keeps talking about BYU.
I think a big thing, too, in these last 2 weeks is how limited Troy Fumagalli has been. He's such a security blanket for Alex Hornibrook. When he's full strength and he's healthy, he's their best receiver. He's a guy that makes up for a lot of mistakes at a lot of other spots. So, if Fumagalli is nearing 100% or they can get him back to 100%, I think it's going to have a huge correlation on Alex Hornibrook's performance.
That is John McNamara. Find his work at BadgerBlitz.com. Follow him on Twitter at McNamara Rivals. And every Thursday right here on the Wendy's Big Show is our Wisconsin Insider. Yes, Mark.
One other thing I forgot.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go back to basketball.
Okay.
So the Big Ten is going to expand for basketball from 18 to 20 conference games going forward in the next season?
Yeah, that was announced today at the Big Ten Media Days in New York. It seemed to be something that the conference as a whole really was in favor of. Specifically how it affects Wisconsin, I'm not sure, but it seemed to be something that the whole conference was in favor of.
And the ACC is going to do it as well, I believe, in 2019. And obviously the deal there is you're going to get a better draw with conference schools than you are a bunch of cupcakes on your schedule from these other schools. I mean, it makes all the sense in the world to me from a TV rating standpoint, from an attendance standpoint. It makes a lot of sense. Johnny Mac, thanks for coming on.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, buddy.
And John McNamara joins us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized, common-sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking. Could Mike McCarthy do Brett Hundley a favor by changing the running back behind him? It's the Wendy's Big Show. We'll discuss next, right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.